This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The government has said that it is ready to hold discussion on key issues including Operation Sindoor as monsoon session of parliament begins today. During an all-party meeting in New Delhi yesterday, ahead of the session, the government sought cooperation from opposition parties for smooth functioning of both the houses of parliament. Floor leaders of different political parties representing the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha attended the meeting. Union Minister and leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, chaired the meeting. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were also present. Besides, Gaurav Gogoi and Pramod Tiwari from Congress, Supriya Sule from NCP-SCP, Tiruchi Siva of DMK, Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party, T.R. Balu from DMK and Sanjay Singh from AAP also attended the meeting. Talking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said both the ruling and opposition sides should work together with good coordination. Mr. Rijiju said the government is open to discuss key issues including Operation Sindoor in Parliament.
We are very open to discussion on important issues like Operation Sindoor related to all the incidents right from the attack in the Pahalgam. These are issues of great national importance. Government is not shying away from discussion. The only thing I'm saying is we will discuss under certain rules, certain procedure, with a convention which is there before us.
When asked about the opposition's intent to bring up US President Donald Trump's remarks on mediation between India and Pakistan post Operation Sindoor, the minister said government will respond appropriately on the matter on the floor of the House. The monsoon session will continue till 21st of August. During the session, there will be a total of 21 sittings of both the houses. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarappu launched 10 new commercial flight routes from Hindon Civil Terminal in Ghaziabad yesterday. With this, direct air services to 10 major cities of the country has begun from the Hindon Terminal. These include Bengaluru, Kolkata, Varanasi, Indore, Chennai, Ahmedabad, Patna, Goa and Mumbai. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Naidu said, flight services from Hindon Terminal will open a new door of development, not only for the National Capital Region, but also for the entire Western Uttar Pradesh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed the formation of a multi-sectoral central team in view of the frequency and intensity of natural disasters in Himachal Pradesh. The central team will consist of experts from National Disaster Management Authority, Central Building Research Institute, Roorkee, Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology, Pune, and Indian Institute of Technology, Indore. Heavy rainfall across several parts of Kerala has led to rising water levels in rivers and dams, causing waterlogging in low-lying areas. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for 9 northern districts, while a yellow alert has been issued for the remaining 5 districts of the state. Meanwhile, the weather agency also predicted heavy rainfall in West Uttar Pradesh and Haryana till today and in Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir till 24th of July. Moderate rainfall also has been predicted for Delhi NCR during the next 24 hours. Heavy downpour has disrupted normal life in coastal Karnataka. The IMD has said that widespread rain will continue in the region till 26th of this month as a fresh low-pressure area is likely to form over North Bay of Bengal around Thursday. A large number of Kavadiyas have reached Haridwar as the Kavad Yatra enters its final stage, with the city packed with devotees gathering to collect holy Ganga water for offering to Lord Shiva. Officials expected the total number of pilgrims to cross 3 crore till yesterday. The number of dark Kavadiyas, those who return quickly after collecting water, is increasing and police have implemented a traffic plan to manage the swelling crowds. Teen squash sensation Anahat Singh will lead a 12-member Indian contingent at the World Junior Squash Championships starting today at the Black Ball Sporting Club, Cairo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.